from KQED.
Riverside will turn off its red light cameras this September, ending an 8-year program with Redflex traffic systems that lost money most of those years. As it happens, nearly 60 cities in California have quit similar programs for a variety of reasons, but roughly 50 cities continue to use the cameras. The Inland Empire makes for a good regional case study. Only 2 cities out of 10 still use red light cameras there. Alicia Robinson has been following the story for the Riverside Press Enterprise.
It illustrates sort of the larger problem with using the cameras for public safety. Some of the city officials have said all along that the point of the cameras is not to make money. It's about increasing driver safety and preventing accidents. And no one's going to argue, for example, that we should get rid of police departments because they cost more money than they bring in. However, I think in some communities, the cameras were viewed suspiciously. One of the councilmen in Cathedral City called the cameras a type of nanny statism. And some of the council members are pretty much on the front lines of all the complaints that come in from the public about camera surveillance and also demands that they be fiscally responsible.
Well, let's dig into that, starting with the price of the tickets. They tend to be about, nearly $500 in most California cities. That can add up to a city's benefit.
You know, some of the cities did actually make money. For example, Cathedral City, they just renewed their contract with American Traffic Solutions in May, and they appear to have come out about $400,000 ahead over the life of the program. It's really not clear why some cities made money and some cities lost money. I think it really has to do with basically the structure of their contract, how much they were paying per month per camera. And honestly, it's where they put the cameras. Like in Riverside, the program was losing a lot of money until the city said, you know what, let's remove the cameras that are not issuing a lot of tickets, which of course doesn't always sit well with the public because they see it as, well, you're just trying to put cameras where you're going to basically punish the most people, as opposed to, you know, they don't always see it as the cameras being put there for safety reasons.
Let's talk about this question of safety, whether red light cameras actually improve safety in intersections. There have been a number of studies done. Is there any conclusive evidence pointing in one direction or another?
There are a lot of studies out there, but the studies are also all over the place. They point in both directions, and so there's no real way to evaluate whether they're making things better or they're just gouging people for no reason.
So where do you see the public conversation going in California? It seems we have almost as many cities still using the program as not.
It seems like the tide of public opinion has kind of turned against them. Most of the biggest cities in the state either never tried the cameras or they've gotten rid of them. The biggest cities that still have cameras in California are places like, you know, Bakersfield, Santa Ana, and Stockton. And there are some cities that have actually passed outright bans on cameras that voters approved, like Anaheim and Newport Beach. So they seem to be very politically unpopular. And I think they can also kind of put elected officials in a very difficult position in that if they aim to make money off the cameras, it seems sort of crass and objectionable. But if you lose too much money on the cameras, people say they're a boondoggle.
Alicia Robinson writes for the Riverside Press Enterprise. We've got a link to her reportage online at californiareport.org. What do you think? Are red light cameras a boondoggle? A crass and objectionable tax? An example of nanny statism? Or one of the only effective ways to get speed racers to stop putting lives at risk? Let us know on the California Report's Facebook page.